KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball last night, the Atlantic boys basketball team showed some improvement in a game heard here on KJAN, but they couldn't quite come up with the win at Kemper Catholic. The Knights broke a 57-all tie with a three-pointer from Nate Mertz, and then they held on for a 62-60 win over the Trojans. It was a back-and-forth game with eight lead changes in the second half. After the Mertz make, Atlantic turned the ball over on a traveling violation. The Trojans would then put Kemper at the line with 21 seconds left for a 1-1, but the Knights would lose the chance to shoot after a player tried to leave his rebounding spot to fall back as the shooter was receiving the ball. That lane violation gave Atlantic the ball back down three. Jackson Eden would get to the line and make one of two free throws with 9 seconds left. Parker Bating then would knock down a couple of free throws to push the lead to 4 points. Logan Riley got a tip in at the buzzer, and that was the final two-point margin. That game was tied at 14 at the end of the first quarter. Kemper had a six-point halftime lead. It was 48-all at the end of the third. The Trojans' strong free throw shooting in the first half was a factor that turned sour in the second half. They were 10 of 12 before the break, but just 4 of 11 after the half to finish at 61% for the game. The Knights also outscored the Trojans from long range with a 30-12 advantage from outside the arc. Kemper was led by Parker Bating, who had 25 points to lead all scorers in the game. He had 17 of those in the first half. Kemper improves to 5-1 on the season. Atlantic was led by Scott Leonard's 21 points. Austin Alexander added a dozen, and Jackson Eden had 11. The Trojans fall to 3-4 with that loss, and they'll host St. Albert on Thursday night for their second meeting of the young season with the Falcons. Elsewhere in boys action last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Creston over Sheraton by a final of 51-39. Also, Denison with a nail-biter, 50-49 in overtime over Maple Valley last night. Cameron Webb hit a layup with 26 seconds left in the overtime to give his team the victory. In Western Iowa Conference play last night, Morgan Mundorf had a big game for Griswold, 25 points and 13 rebounds as he helped the Tigers to a 63-56 win over the Vikings. Donnie Weiss had 25 points and 11 rebounds. Drake Johnson had 23 points to help lead the way for the Vikings. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, it was Cam defeating East Mills by a final of 69-27. Arweva beat Woodbine 69-48. Peyton Sherdan over West Bend Mallard 48-42. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills beat Heartland Christian 82-35. In girls basketball last night, it was Hawkeye 10 Conference play. Kemper Catholic downing Atlantic by a final of 59-45. Amy Adams, 21 points, 11 boards, and Kaylee Peter had 16 points and 11 rebounds to help lead the way for Kemper Catholic in that win. Sheraton defeated Creston 67-54. Denison over Maple Valley 65-35. In Western Iowa Conference girls play, it was Griswold defeating Stanton by a final of 29-15. Also in the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over East Mills 57-17. Arweva 77-44 over Woodbine. Peyton Sherdan beat West Bend Mallard 45-32. Corner Conference, Fremont Mills beat Heartland Christian 57-42 in girls action last night. Well, the Associated Press boys high school basketball poll out yesterday shows Iowa City West on top again this week in Class 4A. Des Moines North, Dubuque Senior, Waukee, and Johnston head the top five in that poll. In Class 3A, Norwalk is number two this week. They swap spots with Cedar Rapids Xavier, who falls to number two. Bishop Elon Catholic is ranked third. Glenwood is at four this week. Oskaloosa ranked fifth. Harlan is in at number six in this week's poll in 3A. In 2A, Sioux Center is number one with Western Christian second. Van Meter in at number three. Applington Parkersburg and Sheldon round out the top five. Kemper Catholic ranked ninth in this week's poll. In Class 1A, North Lynn is top rated with Grandview Christian, Remsen St. Mary's, Wapsie Valley, and St. Albert, rounding out this week's AP Boys Top 5 in the small school class. Well, Villanova has retained the top spot in the Associated Press men's basketball poll for the second straight week after running its record to 11-0. The Wildcats got 45 of the 65 first-place votes to stay ahead of Michigan State, which claimed 15 number one votes. Third-ranked Arizona State picked up the remaining five first-place votes to attain the highest ranking in program history. It's also the first time the Sun Devils have opened the season with 10 consecutive wins. Duke remains fourth, followed by ACC rivals North Carolina and Miami. Kentucky, Texas A&M, Xavier, and West Virginia fill out the top 10 this week. Well, Michigan State picked up its 10th consecutive win since falling to Duke last month as the second-rated Spartans set a team record with 16 block shots in a 107-62 rout of Houston Baptist last night. Jaren Jackson Jr. had a team-high 6 rejections to go with 8 rebounds in that win. Also in the top 25, Killian Tilly scored a career-high 27 points. Jonathan Williams had a double-double in number 12 Gonzaga's 101-71 dismantling of IUPUI. Also last night, number 14 Kansas slammed Nebraska Omaha 109-64. 15th-rated TCU stays undefeated in a 91-72 rout of winless Texas Southern. 18th-ranked Arizona put together a 29-3 run in an 83-53 pounding of North Dakota State. Florida State bounced back from its first loss of the season as the 24th-ranked Seminoles beat Charleston Southern 69-58. Also, Marcus Foster scored 22 of his 32 points as 25th-ranked Creighton was picking up a 90-81 victory against Texas Arlington. In college football news, Scott Frost is the Associated Press Coach of the Year after leading UCF to an undefeated season and a spot in the Peach Bowl. Frost plans to complete his season with UCF to coach the 10th-ranked Knights against number 7 Auburn. Frost received 21 first-place votes and 100 points to outdistance runner-up Kirby Smart of Georgia and Clemson's Dabo Swinney in the balloting. Washington State football coach Mike Leach has agreed to a 5-year, $20 million contract extension as the team continues preparations for the Holiday Bowl against Michigan State. An extension with Leach comes after the Cougars went 9-3 during the regular season. It had been rumored for weeks, even as Leach was contacted about other offers from the school. The Atlanta Falcons have kept pace with the New Orleans Saints and the Carolina Panthers in the tight NFC South race while keeping their hold on the wild card berth. Devontae Freeman rushed for 126 yards and a touchdown as the Falcons downed the Buccaneers 24-21 at Tampa last night. Freeman scored on a 32-yard run to put Atlanta ahead by 10 points midway through the fourth quarter. He also caught 5 passes for a team-high 68 yards and had a first-half fumble recovered in the end zone by a teammate for a touchdown. Also in NFL news, Carolina Panthers linebacker Thomas Davis has been suspended 2 games by the NFL following his helmet-to-helmet hit on Green Bay's Devontae Adams. The Packers wide receiver left Sunday's 31-24 loss to Carolina in the third quarter with a concussion after being blindsided by Davis following a Carolina interception. Davis has apologized to Adams via Twitter for the hit and has 3 days to appeal that punishment. Elsewhere around the league, Arizona Cardinals coach Bruce Arians says he will return to Drew Stanton as his starting quarterback for Sunday's home game against the Giants. Stanton takes over for Blaine Gabbert, who was 2-3 as a starter. Browns head coach Hugh Jackson has decided to stick with rookie quarterback DeShone Kizer for this week's game at Chicago after considering a switch. Kizer leads the NFL with 19 interceptions and has been inconsistent all season, but Jackson said he hopes the pendulum swings in the right direction this Sunday. And in baseball news, as the Miami Marlins trim their payroll, at least one team member hopes he's the next to go. A person familiar with the request tells the Associated Press that catcher JT Realmuto has requested a trade following a team purge that has caused Giancarlo Stanton, Marcell Ozuna, and D. Gordon to be dealt elsewhere. That person says Realmuto's agent told the Marlins that trading the 3-year veteran would make sense for the rebuilding team because of his high market value. Realmuto hit .278 with 17 homers this year and is regarded as one of the best young catchers in the majors. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.